His computer. Okay, welcome. Today is Tuesday, November 3rd, and we're going to talk about looping over data today. So we'll start by sharing my screen and seeing the nice warm temperatures. It's still 15 degrees Celsius outside at my house here. So got up to 21, 22 Celsius today. With low relative humidity, so good weather. So let's join looping over data. That's what we're going to talk about today. Post questions in there, and I'll just run through this. See if we can get through this, and hopefully people have all the recordings. Looks like I got an extra space there. Need to fix, but we got looping over data and writing functions. And then we'll finish up next week with variable scope and programming style. And hopefully you can get the recordings. I think I have them all set up on the website. Okay, let's see if, I guess I can pick on Lance today to try to do the job. So, how can we process data sets with a single command? So this is what we want to focus on today. We want to be able to read and write what they call groblin expressions that match sets of files. Use grob to create list of files and then write a loop to perform operations on a given file using a list. So we got the for loops and we already use that to loop over files given in a list of names. So, and remember that file names are characters and we can put the character strings in a list. So let's go back now and use our import pandas as PD that we've done before. And then we'll do a loop here now. And we'll put in a couple of file names here. Get this right. Hold on a second. Let's see if we can catch up on this. So let's see, data. And we give the full path, GDP, half a call, CSV. Okay, oops. And then we're gonna end this with a colon because this will loop. See if I got that, GDP, half a call, GDP. Hopefully I got that right. Data now, we'll do a read and read CSV, and then the file name, which is coming from our for loop, we'll do that, and then of course all these files are the same, so we can index by country. Okay, and then let's do something with this data. We read and file name. And then we'll print out data min to print out some stuff to loop over this. So that's our program. Let's see if I run this. Oh, I got no mistakes in it. So it prints out the file name here and then the minimum value for that. And then it goes to the next file, reads that in, and prints out the minimum values. So you see how that works? Any questions? We're looping over the files, working on that. So a lot of times that's what we want to do. We have different files, in this case for different continents. You can have it for different days, different stations, something like that, that you really want to loop over. So glob.glob is able to find a set of files whose names match a pattern. And so we got this new term called globbling. Means match instead of files with a pattern. So a lot of times we have files that sit on there, and it's good to name them all the time so that we can do some matching using stars, which means this, you know, anything that's a character that can have multiple characters, and then you can have question marks. So the second LS, when you do a list on a Linux system, you can use these. So standard practice that's incorporated into Python. So we can do this by importing glob, and then let's print out something. All CSV files and data directory. So this is kind of similar to what you would do in Linux, glob and data slash, and then we'll put star to represent anything, one or more characters, that could be anything. And if you do that, we should print out all the different files that are in the data directory. And if you wanted to, you can go back, look at your data directory and see that. So outputs all the data in the file. And of course we could do this. We copy this, let's print something else out. Copy and paste this. And, that's not what I want to do. I guess that wasn't, I need a copy. I guess that was from a different one. Copy cell? No, maybe I just not copy and I just print it out. I should probably not try to shortcut this anyway so that you can keep up with me. No, I'm going to do this way. Single quotes, print off PBD files. And then we're going to do glob. star.pdb, and I'm not even sure what that is. And then I messed it up somehow. Oh, got it. Do glob, not glob. And there are none. It's an empty set then. So that way, if we use glob, we don't even have to know what the file names are. We just have to know the pattern. And so you can add to them. So we basically want to change them and read in all of our CSV files so that we don't have to write out a long list. For file names in glob data, like this, we'll say data equals, then we're going to do our pd.read CSV file name. And then we'll print out file name and data. And we'll specify GDP PR per 1952, min like this. And of course I can't get my four right. So, and that's not right. Print data. So, for file names in glob, CSV data. What did I do wrong? Print data capita. It's like data's not changing. Did I data read? Oh, GL will be. It doesn't loop over the data, it just gives me Asia every time. File names. Oops. That's what. Don't do the S. There we go. It was using the name from the previous one I did it. So, yeah. Thanks, Rance. You guys can get it faster than me. File name, not names. Okay, so with the grobs, so here's a question. We do the mistakes there to catch you guys, to see if you can catch on faster than I can. What a debugging. So here's a question now. Which of these files is not matched by the expression exp we're going to do data, and we're going to do star as star csv. Okay, so let's see if I can copy and paste this so I don't have to write all the answers. And I'm not sure if I'm gonna be able to do this. Oops, I shouldn't give you the answer. Oh, that is not an answer. Okay, so so this is 1, this is 2, this is 3, and this is 4. So there we go. I finally got it on here, and let me make that a raw. So which of these files is not matched? So is it 1, 2, 3, or 1 and 2? Okay. Okay, I got an answer. It says 1 is not matched. What about 2? So 2 has an AS right here. So this star can be 0 characters. I guess that's the question. So it will match 2. Even though the star can be, doesn't have to be a character. Just 1. Okay. Okay, here's an exercise. See if you can text this to me. We want to modify the following code. And I should put this as raw. So this is another one, fill in the blank. So you can give me the three lines. So why don't you text me the three lines right in here of what this program would be to print the number of records in the file that has the fewest records. And this combines what we talked about last time when you use for loops and get the fewest records at the end of this for loop. So what would you put in the first line? So what would fewest, so this is the initialization, what would that equal? Have any idea? Because we want to use fewest later on, and that's what we want to come up with the end value. So we need to initialize fewest. Any thoughts on that? Okay, I got one. Yeah, you could put in a empty set, but remember fewest is gonna be a small number because we're gonna do this minimum function in here and we have data shape here. So this is gonna give us the number of records. So this needs to be, something that is really a large number. And so what you could do is you could put in fewest equals, some float, but there's a special thing in here that we can use infinity. So who says you can't ever use infinity? So it's a very large number, right? We can use infinity in our programs. And then we just grab, because hopefully anything is smaller than infinity. Data frame equals, okay, so this is PD. What do we need here? We need to read our data. So from the previous one, read CSV and then the file name. And name instead of not names. And then we're gonna say fewest equals the minimum of either fewest. And remember the initial value would be infinity. So hopefully the first time true, data frame.shape zero. Should give it that because that shape should be less than infinity. And then we want to go back and not have and jump out of the loop. Remember, it's case sensitive. two records. So it goes through there, and you could put a print statement inside the loop here to see how they change. So I got to read the CSV, and then we want to see which one, fewest or the new data record. And this kind of construction is used all the time. Initialize the variable, loop over some files, and pick out the information you want. That's why we go over it. Okay, so I think I'll read the last one here as a homework, and I won't discuss the last with a problem. Let me make this raw. So as your homework assignment, write a program that reads in regional data sets and plots the average GDP per capita for the region for each region over time in a single column. In a single chart. So you want to keep plotting in the same chart over and over again. So if you remember how we go back and think about the plotting of the data, but now we can loop over the data. So if you're putting a single chart, you'll have to initialize the chart and then add the plot every time through. So you overwrite the plot. So we'll be short today, and I will leave that as your homework assignment to see if you can plot over that data and come up with that. So grab that. Maybe put that in a chat for you, right? So here's your homework. Put it in the chat box for everybody to have so you can loop over that. So using the for loops is a great way to process files, giving a list by their name. So you go through all the lists in the directory. And then glob.grob is a library function that lets you find files that match a particular pattern. So if you want to look at year, you can have that in the file name. And you can do a whole bunch of batch processing of files then. So, you know, you get your code working for one file, and then you write the for loop over them. That would be the way you would write the program. And remember, when you do the programming, get one thing working and then test it. And don't try to do many things. So if you want to do something with one program, you know, you instead of looping over it all to begin with, you just say file equals that name and get it working for that, and then add in the for loop for something like this. It's the construction. Get it working for one thing and then loop over all the files. Okay, that's all I have for looping over the data. Kind of short today. But any questions? I'll give longer runs of writing functions next time. And then we'll talk about variable scope, particularly in terms of subroutines. And then something about styles and how it's kind of like writing styles. Okay, I will stop sharing. And we'll see you guys if you can come on Thursday and look at the stuff on the website. Okay, stop recording.